USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is pushing a resolution condemning the impeachment inquiry in the House.
The purpose of the resolution is to let the House know that the process you're engaging in regarding the attempted impeachment of President Trump is out of bounds.
Talking with reporters at the Capitol, the South Carolina Republican called the House inquiry a closed-door, illegitimate process.
It's a star chamber-type inquiry, and it's a substantial deviation from what the House has done in the past regarding impeachment of other presidents.
Congressman Elijah Cummings is being remembered as a man whose voice could shake mountains. Hundreds from the House and Senate are honoring the Maryland Democrat who died last week. Cummings is the first African-American lawmaker to lie in state in the Capitol. The Dow lost 28 points to close at 26,805. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
Infamous leaker Edward Snowden says he doesn't buy into conspiracy theories. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The former NSA contractor who leaked info about massive government surveillance programs says he's had access to some of the nation's most closely guarded secrets, and he found nothing to back up conspiracy theories like aliens having contacted Earth or chemtrails being real. Speaking on an episode of the Joe Rogan Experience podcast, Snowden said if alien contact's been hidden, it's been hidden very well. Snowden, who's now living in exile in Russia, says people really want to believe in conspiracy theories because they help life make sense. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former President Jimmy Carter is being released from the hospital. The 95-year-old Georgia native suffered a fall at his home earlier this week. A statement from the Carter Center says the former president is looking forward to returning home and thanks everyone for their well wishes. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Vice President Mike Pence is speaking out about the NBA's relationship with China.
When American corporations, professional sports, pro athletes embrace censorship, it's not just wrong, it's un-American.
Speaking at an event in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, the vice president didn't stop there.
Some of the NBA's biggest players and owners who routinely exercise their freedom to criticize this country lose their voices when it comes to the freedom and rights of the people of China.
As President Trump spoke on Wednesday on the current state of the Turkey-Syria situation at the border, saying there will be a permanent ceasefire, some people are skeptical if the ceasefire will hold. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham tells Fox News,
"We got a letter yesterday morning from them, from Turkey, saying that they would agree to ceasefire permanently. Now, what permanent means, and the president said this yesterday, what permanent means in that part of the world is to be determined. But they have given us this, their word, and so we will lift sanctions. Now, if they go back on their word, the president will absolutely reimpose those sanctions. He mentioned yesterday, we are the biggest economic power in this world, and that is because of President Trump."
The head of Chicago schools says a teacher strike can't go into next week. This is the sixth day of 300,000 students missing class. The teachers union confirms tentative agreements have been reached on about 80 issues, but not pay raises. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.